Last week, we talked about observing in the biblical story that God is often present in what is, while moving toward what will be. And we talked about how taking this observation seriously shapes how we read the Bible and how we think about God. It is really significant to think that God reveals things in a way that unfolds in a process, and that God is content with humanity and ourselves personally, having an ongoing, growing understanding of God and how God works in the world. If you haven't read or listened to that message or podcast, I encourage you to do so. But there's one more level to this idea of progress and growing in understanding that I want to touch on. It is an even more personal one. We're going to get into that on today's Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 17, X to Y to Z, Part 2. If, as we discussed last week, God is content to be progressively revealed, if God is content to be, for a time, misunderstood for the sake of acting within what is while moving towards what will be, then God doesn't seem to get bent out of shape with the fact that we aren't presently what we perhaps ought to be. And God doesn't seem overly reactive to others being where they perhaps need to be right now. I know that many of us struggle with not being what we wish we were or think we should be. We aren't as disciplined as we think we should be. We don't have as much knowledge as we think we should have. We don't have as good a story as other people. We aren't as free from our struggles or addictions as we want to be. We aren't in as good physical shape as we'd like. We haven't developed the skill we've been practicing as much as we feel we should. The projects around the house haven't gotten accomplished the way we wanted. We still say, or don't say, too many things we regret. We struggle with the fact that we aren't what we feel we ought to be. And while we think this about ourselves, we can also get caught up in looking at others and thinking these things about them. Be honest, does this ever happen to you? Do you ever interact with people who you think should be further along than they are and have a little judgment sneak into your thinking? Perhaps we aren't as patient and loving as we think we should be. And it's easy to get down on ourselves or others and sit in judgment of ourselves and others. It seems, though, that God's posture is to meet us exactly where we are and from there to keep walking with us. That was one of the early expressions in the life of Covenant Church. We wanted to be a church, a community trying to, quote, meet people where they are and walk with them, end quote. That really seems to be a reflection of God's heart and maybe something we can learn to do not only with others, but also with ourselves. Just recently, I was listening to a podcast and one of the people on it has deep struggles with mental health. They shared on this podcast about an adventure they went on, and partway through this adventure, they realized that they were doing something that only a decade ago would have caused them so much anxiety that would have incapacitated them for a day. They reflected on the fact that they still struggle with mental health challenges and often wish they were further along on the journey to health, but that this experience reminded them of just how far they'd come, and that it was a reason to celebrate. You know, if God is happy, not just content or begrudgingly patient, but happy to meet us where we are and walk with us, maybe, just maybe, we can do that with ourselves and others too. In the mid-90s, I bought a cassette called Shades of Blue. The final song on that record was a kind of spoken word song, and one phrase in it has really stuck with me. I've since learned that this idea is quite old. It's been said in a number of different ways. But on this record, the vocalist observed, "We're not what we ought to be, and we're not what we want to be, and we're not what we're going to be. But thank God we're not what we were." Truly, thank God that we're not what we were, and thank God for graciously and lovingly being with us in what has been, and graciously and lovingly being with us in what is, while we slowly and often stumblingly walk towards what will be. As we look ahead to the coming weeks and months at Covenant, remember that we have a newcomer's dessert night this coming Saturday evening, February 4th. If you're thinking about coming, just know that we'd love to have you there. Information and a registration link are under the event page at covenantchurch.ca. A week from this coming Sunday, on February 12th, we are inviting you to bring a simple snack to share after the service for our coffee and conversation. The topic of conversation will focus on what is upcoming at our annual meeting. There will be a look at our draft budget and at our unofficial end of the year financial statements for 22. We're working also on getting some other information for discussion items. I also mentioned on Sunday morning that there's a women's retreat coming up at Camp Kakwa on the last weekend of May. You know, the men's retreat was this past weekend. There was five guys at the men's retreat, and we were able to wait until close to the time of the retreat to register. We had a great time. We're excited to have more men come with us next year. But the women who want to participate in the women's retreat, it promises to be a great time for them as well, but unfortunately, you can't wait until close to the event to decide. Registration opens on March 1st, and it will fill up quickly. While I was at the camp this weekend, I was talking with Ryan Terpstra, the executive director, and he thinks that the women's retreat will fill up partway through the first week of registration. So ladies, we're telling you about it now so you can plan for this event and be prepared to register on March 1st when registration opens. If you are interested in going, Angie Limmer will be excited to be the point person at Covenant for this event. If you tell her that you want to go, she'll gladly get reminders out about registration to help coordinate carpooling up to the retreat as the event gets closer. Finally, I want to remind you that we're looking for volunteers to help with Sunday morning ministry, particularly with the coffee ministry that we're restarting, our greeting ministry that helps to welcome people as they arrive on Sundays, and our tech team ministry. Particularly the tech team would help the youth who are a part of that to get some weeks off so that they can participate in our Sunday morning youth program. If you can help with any of these things, please talk directly to me, John, or Brent, and we can point you in the right direction. We will see how well we progress in getting things going and volunteer staffing these things. But we know that we're not where we want to be, but we're working our way ahead slowly together, thankful that God is with us in it. As you go through this week, I pray that you can look at something in your life that encourages you, not because you've arrived at where you feel you ought to be, but because you can see how, by God's help, you've grown. Give thanks to God for being with you through it and for being with you today as you continue on this journey. God bless. Go in peace.